Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
This is Gene from A Moment in Reason, and you're listening to Barely from Barely Podcasting.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely.
That's right, it is episode number 48 of Barely Podcasting. Welcome or welcome back to the show. This week, it's not a feedback show again. It is a definite regular show, so yeah. I don't know what to say about that. Anyway, I do want to thank A Moment in Reason for the intro. You're now part of the rotation. And if you want to make a part of the rotation and you haven't done so yet, just send me a quick bumper. Don't even have to be a podcaster. I mean, you could just kind of say, yeah, hey, this is Joe Schmo from somewhere, and I listen to Barely Podcasting. I mean, that's all it needs to be. I mean, you don't need to promote a show. If you have a show, you can promote it. I don't mind. So, hey, why don't we just see what's going to happen on this week's episode? I mean, that's kind of why you're here, isn't it? Okay. I make a stupid career move. My daughter's flatulence. And things that happen in one city isn't the biggest news story ever. Someone gets revenge on me. Oh, yeah. Another cable issue. Let's see. My little girl has interesting thoughts. Let's see. Ooh. More football talk. And for those of you who don't like football, I'm sorry. A buffet that I went to, we do have news. We do have a review. And I might even have a Japan story. I'm not sure. Just this week, no beef. So nothing that really ticked anyone off this week. Woo! Okay, let's just get into it right now. I think I've mentioned this before, that I work at the North American headquarters of my company. So, I mean, we have like the CEO. In essence, our CEO is the North American CEO, so he deals with like Canada and Mexico and the United States and all that. Well, occasionally, he will come onto our floor, and he'll kind of be doing some important things here or there. You never really know when it's going to happen. I mean, all of a sudden, he just kind of shows up. It was probably the first Monday or Tuesday after all the Christmas and holiday stuff and everything. I mean, everyone's just still trying to get back into the groove of things. And I went and was talking with one of my colleagues, just kind of following up on some piece of stuff that we had to keep moving and everything. So I'm like, okay, hey, look, what's going on? Da-da-da-da-da. And as I'm walking out of his office, I'm kind of physically backing up because, well, I just kind of figured I'm still talking to him, but it's kind of a signal of, okay, I've got my information, I've got to get back. And so as we're wrapping up, all of a sudden I bump into someone. And I'm thinking it's just someone else, because this guy usually has a lot of people who will come over to his desk and just kind of talk with him about everything. Well, I kind of figure it's just another one of my colleagues. So I'm getting ready to turn around and do kind of a smart-ass remark that I'm known for. Turn around, it's the CEO of the company. I physically walked into him without even looking. And he was nice about it. He's like, oh, happy new year. hopefully everything was a good holiday for you and everything. And I'm like, oh, same to you, sir. I appreciate it. And hope this next year will be even better than this last year. I mean, you know, the normal corporate brown nosing. And he's like, well, hopefully it will be. Just make sure we don't have any surprises. I'm like, yes, sir, I'll try my best to work on that. Of course, everything like that is out of my control. But when you have that opportunity to brown nose with the CEO, don't bump into him. I think that's my biggest, the biggest thing I learned is don't bump into the CEO, literally. One thing that I've done pretty much for my entire life as a father is I'm the one who puts my daughter to bed. I'm always the one that will go up and brush her teeth, and any medicine she has to take at night, I give it to her, and I'll change her diaper. Occasionally I'll put on her PJs and put her to bed. I mean, it's a routine. We have this routine going. Well, my daughter decided I'm going to change this up a little bit without telling Daddy. So I go up, I brush her teeth, which is now becoming one of those struggle things, even though she thinks it's funny. And it really kind of pisses me off because it's like, instead of taking 5 minutes to go up and go change her and go do everything that I need to, it now takes like 15 because she's playing this little game of, I'm not going to let Daddy put the toothbrush in my mouth and all this. I mean, it's kind of one of those things at the end of a long day, you don't want to have to deal with a little kid not doing what they need to do so that they could go to bed. Anyway, so I finished this. I'm a little bit aggravated with her. And she finally lets me brush her teeth and do all the stuff that I need to do. Well, so I take her from the bathroom and I take her into her bedroom. And she's already in her PJs. Her mom already put her in her PJs for me. So I'm like, woohoo, I don't have to do that. I don't have to pick out something that my wife is going to call me at work the next day and say, why the hell did you put her in that? It doesn't even match. I'm like, it looks close enough and who's going to see her? But that's a completely different issue. So I take my daughter's pants off, just like you do when you have to put on a diaper. And I kind of take off her diaper and I wipe her butt. And my daughter, and I'm thinking my daughter's being helpful. She's spreading her butt cheeks. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Very helpful kind of a say away of make sure I'm very clean. Hey, I mean, if any father out there will understand, that's an important thing. So I'm reaching down, I'm getting another diaper, and I put it down, and I have it under her back, and so it'll wrap up around and kind of seal up. But she still has her butt cheeks pulled apart. I'm like, honey, gotta let go of your butt. And she just looks at me and giggles, and so I put my hand there so I can kind of knock both of her hands off, and what does she do? She lets one rip. And not kind of just a silent one. This one was one, well, it was kind of silent because there were no butt cheeks to kind of flap and make the sound. But it was, and I felt it on my hand. My hand was that close to her butt cheeks. She starts giggling incessantly. And there's nothing that I could see on my hands, but it feels damp. So now I have fart on my hands. Fart in my palm. She farted in my palm. I don't get it. I don't know why it's funny, but if it happened to my wife, I'd be laughing hysterically. But it didn't. It happened to me, so I changed her and put her to bed and did all the stuff I normally did, and then I ran really quick, and I'm like, ah, there's fart on my hand! And I ran into the bathroom and washed it for like 5 minutes. I don't know what I am on that one. There was a fart on my hand. Okay, I normally don't bring up news stories in here that are just like general news, but this is one that really gets me. Earlier this week, there was this big thing on MSNBC. That's the news site that I kind of keep up all day just to see what's going on in the world. And they start talking about, oh, there's this strange smell that's all over downtown Manhattan. And it's like top of the line news. I mean, there's other things going on that I honestly thought were more important, but because it's New York And please, if you're from New York, forgive me on this, but this is just very typical. If it's in New York, it's major news. If something like that happens elsewhere, it's buried. I mean, who cares if, like, there's a strange smell that hits Chicago or Dallas or Austin or, well, if it hits L.A., it's a big thing, too. But, I mean, San Francisco, if this same thing happened anywhere else, no one would care. The news reports would be like, who cares? But it's New York, and it just seems like, and it just gets me, that the whole world seems to have to revolve around New York City. And again, I mean, if you're in New York, I'm sorry, I'm kind of slamming your city, but I'm in a major city too, and it's just like, we're completely ignored. And it's not saying, oh, well, we're the redheaded stepchild of New York. No, I mean, we're a major city in and of ourselves. I mean, Chicago is a major city. Also, in the football playoffs, at least right now, New York is out and Chicago's still in, so ha! But, I mean, who really cares? If something happens in New York, if you're not there, it doesn't matter. I mean, the World Trade Center things, yes, that was a major event. But a smell that just happens to come into the area, which they later blamed on New Jersey, which, if you read deeper into these stories, this thing happens annually. Roughly early January, every year, there's a strange smell that hits New York, and they always blame New Jersey. So it's like, this isn't even a story anymore. Why do I have to take up my time and now time in my podcast to say, if who cares? If you're not there, who cares? I mean, it wasn't a terrorist thing. It wasn't anything else. It was just like a foul odor from, like, I don't know. They didn't even say what it was from, but I don't care. I'm not in New York. I've only been to New York a couple times. And that's that. I don't care if something happens out there that's not going to affect me and not affect really the world. I could just keep going on and on and on. I'm just going to end this segment right now and say, who cares? I think most of you have realized that I am an Ohio State Buckeyes fan. Go the Ohio State University. Yay! Well, the Ohio State University Buckeyes did make it to the national championship game this year. And in college ball, I mean, that's always the big thing. That's the Super Bowl of college football. And my team was there. And I was rooting for them. And I was telling everybody that Ohio State was going to win. They were going to kick Florida's butt. Then the game happened, and the Ohio State Buckeyes looked pathetic. So, yeah, that sucked. But I get to work the next day, and there's usually very few people who make it in before me. And I get to my desk, and what's on my keyboard but a Florida Gators hat. That's the team Ohio State played in the playoff, or in the championship game. There's that hat sitting there. No notes, no nothing, just the hat. It's just sitting there. So I'm walking around, and I'm trying to find who was in. And I talked to everybody in my department. Everyone's like, no, I saw the hat sitting there when I got in, but no, I didn't put it there. So I'm walking around and trying to figure, okay, who did this? Who was in before me? I pulled my own little CSI thing. I did find out that it was Andrew, who occasionally does the beefs here. He had gotten in, especially early, got me a Florida hat, and placed it on my desk. Because he was in a meeting with the guy who sits next to me. I can't see him, but I heard him over the wall. And then as he comes out and he walks right by my desk, he's like, oh, nice hat! I mean, and in one of those tones where you kind of sit there going, okay, buddy, you did it. You did it. Bang. You're dead. But this does have to go to he was allowed to do it because last year the Ohio State Buckeyes played Notre Dame, which is his school. Well, I kind of have a thing against Notre Dame. It's like Notre Dame is just one of those schools that I think their ego is just way too big, so I don't like them. But the fact that they were playing my Buckeyes, I rubbed it into everybody who's a Notre Dame fan going, yeah, you're supposed to be, ooh, all great, and you blew it. We killed you in the game. And this was his revenge, to get back at me and saying, well, you guys didn't win the national championship. And I of course, did shoot back, yeah, but we were in the national title game. You weren't. Even in loss, I have to maintain my pride. About a week ago, I know I had mentioned before, several episodes back, that I was having cable problems. Well, a week ago, we started on only one TV having the same issues. And we have two cable boxes and blah, 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 blah. The other cable box wasn't having this issue. It was just this one cable box. So I was kind of like, okay, that's odd. It has to be a box issue. So I call the cable people, and they make an appointment to come out when my wife is home and I'm at work. Not a problem. My wife has dealt with them before. So the cable guy shows up, and he's like, oh, no, it's not the actual box. It's the splitter just went out, so here we'll just swap out the splitter, and I'm done, and I'll head on my way. Well, my wife talks with me, and she's like, okay, this is what it is. This is what he says it is, and everything should be good. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Let's just go ahead and do it. We're good. And then she calls me about a minute later. And I'm like, honey, what's wrong? And she's like, cable isn't working again. TiVo isn't working again. I'm like, what do you mean TiVo isn't working? She's like, it's just recording black, blah, 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 blah. She's going on and on and on. I'm like, honey, calm down. Let's look at this. First of all, is the power on to the cable box? Because if the power's off to the cable box, TiVo doesn't have anything to record, so it's going to record black, which is what she was saying the symptom was. She's like, oh, I don't think that's it. I'm like, honey, just pick up the remote, hit power for the cable box. If it comes on, we're great. She's like, that's not going to work. It's something else. He screwed up everything. Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, I hear the TV come on. Of course, I am over the phone. She's like, that did it. Click. Of course. Turn the power on. On days that my wife works that I'm also working, I have to go pick up my daughter from daycare, which is not an issue. I mean, it's usually only 1 or 2 days a week, and it means I have to leave work dead on time. Otherwise, I'm late, and then they charge us like $1 billion, and then I have to mortgage the house and live out of a box because the daycare kind of screwed me over. But that's a completely different topic. So I go and pick up my daughter. I think this was like Thursday night or something. No, it was Friday night. No, it was Thursday night. I get my days mixed up. I don't know why. I just do. I just tangented too. Okay, so I picked up my little girl, and I was saying, okay, honey, let's go home. And I put her into her car seat, and she starts just kind of talking in the background. And I'm like, uh-huh. You know, kind of the daddy, not really listening, but making it sound like I'm listening so that the two-year-old in the back seat will stay somewhat entertained and not scream the whole way home. Well, all of a sudden, she starts saying, Daddy, I want baby in my lap. I'm like, you want a baby in your lap? No! Daddy, I want baby in my lap. And I'm like, you want a baby in your lap? No! And I mean, this went on and on and on. And all of a sudden, she changes her story. She's like, Daddy, I want baby in my butt. I stop. I look at her and I said, you want a baby where? My butt. What? You want a baby in your butt? Yeah. Where she comes up with these things, folks, I have no idea, but supposedly my little girl wants to have a baby that she can poop. I don't know. And where do you get the idea of a baby in your butt? That makes no... I mean, they're not talking sex ed yet. She's way too young to even figure it out. She barely knows body parts. She knows her butt, and that when farts come out, they make daddy look weird, but... baby in her butt. Okay. At work, I do have like a little shrine to the Chicago White Sox and some of the stuff that they have from their championship run of 05. And I now have like some bobbleheads and everything of Bears players. Actually, I have a couple from 2002. Yeah, 2002, McDonald's put out a couple bobbleheads, which they later brought back because they said, oh, we made it with lead-based paint and it's not good for kids. Well, there shouldn't be kids at my office, so I kept them. And now they're like collectibles because, well... McDonald's pulled them all back. They had some Brian Urlacher and Anthony Thomas, who's no longer with the Bears, but Brian Urlacher is still with the Bears. Well, a buddy of mine, he had called me up the other day. He's like, oh, dude, I got these like 12-inch action figures of Brian Urlacher, and like it's all this authentic stuff. I'm like, oh, I want one. He's like, okay, dude, no problem. Came in the next day with this thing. I mean, it's 12. The actual action figure is 12 inches high. Then you're on maybe an inch or two base, and the thing looks authentic. I mean, to the point where he has like an armband with plays on it, and I mean, there's dirt on him, and I mean, you could see like the tattoo that he has on his arm. I mean, in very, very good detail. I mean, you even look on the cleats and you can see the logo of the company that makes the shoe on the bottom of the shoe, and it just really authentic. Well, I became the celebrity of the floor because I have this thing. It's sitting there. It's ready. It's mean looking. And everybody who comes by, and mind you, I do sit near the bathroom, so everybody on the floor, we're talking about 150 people, eventually stopped by my desk on Friday, just before we left for work, for the Bears game, and just looked at it and said, that's cool. Unless, of course, it was our token Green Bay Packer fans. They're like, oh, well, that's nothing. Da-da-da-da-da. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl, and you're going to go one it out. Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it was really kind of a lightning rod for that, too. And, of course, all I have to say back to that guy was, we're playing on Sunday. Are you playing on Sunday? And he's like, no, but da-da-da. I'm like, you're not playing. Shut up. the football rivalry still moves on. And as I speak right now, the game is just getting ready to begin. I'm looking out the corner of my eye to the TV, and they're doing warm-ups, so this is going to be cool. But yes, I have this 12-inch Brian Urlacher thing sitting on my desk. It looks all mean, and I'm now going to say that's my good luck charm. If they win today, it's going to be my good luck charm that I'm going to just keep there and always have it ready so that anytime anybody wants to come over and say, nope, you have to talk to that guy, and they'll say no. Am I too much of a sports fanatic? My desk is littered with stuff like that, and it looks cool. On Friday, I had some money in my pocket. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to like eat at the cafeteria or anything here at work. I'm going to go. There's a place down the road that does a pizza buffet, a pizza lunch buffet for $7. I'm like, that's cool. I can get lunch. I can have all the pizza I can eat. I can shove down my gullet, and that'd be cool. I'd like that. So I go over there. I pay my $7, and there were a lot of people in there, and there was no pizza at the buffet at the moment. I'm like, okay, maybe they're just in between. So I grab a couple other things, and I'm sitting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. All of a sudden, they come out with two pizzas, and like everybody in the restaurant gets in line. Fortunately, I got in, and I was able to get a couple slices, but still, it was just like, boom, gone. And then it takes forever to wait and get for them to get more. I mean, it was one of these things, they're advertising a pizza buffet, and you can have all the pizza you want, but we're not going to have any. If you're going to have a pizza buffet, you need to have the pizzas to be able to back up the fact that you have a pizza buffet. Where is my pizza? I am hungry. And yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where's my pizza? And everyone was sitting there. It's like, this sucks. I'm like, yeah, but what do you expect for $7? It's kind of sad to say that $7 is like the usual, like 50 cents or something. But it took them a while. It was like an hour I was there, and I had like 8 slices of pizza. I mean, they're small slices, so it's not like these huge behemoth things. But still, it was actually aggravating waiting for the pizza to show up and then waiting for the pizza to show up again.
Spanning the globe from Japan to Chicago, you're listening to the Barely Podcasting News with your special correspondent, Barely.
In the news this week, don't have too much, but there were a couple things that did come out. First of all, Apple introduced the new iPhone and instantly got sued from Cisco. Cisco had put something out a little while ago called the iPhone. It was a phone that you can use to call through Skype and everything. And Apple introduces their iPhone, which is pretty much a glorified Nano with phone capabilities and other things like that, which you can get your podcasts off and everything wirelessly. So you could get your podcast the second it's released instead of waiting until you get home to sync with your computer. So that's going on. That's going to be interesting. And also the iPhone from Apple is not going to be released to the public until June. And you can, in the United States, you can only go through Singular. So, and then it's also going to be $500 to $600 with the 2-year contract to be able to get it. So I don't know if, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to go out and get it, but I don't know if it's going to be the biggest hit that Apple's hoping it's going to be. I think it's a little bit overpriced, overdone, but the look and feel of it looks really cool. So, if they flip that over to an iPod and then put, like, the 40 to 60 gig into it or the 80 gig, that would be cool. But you need to be able to, I don't know. And now I'm commenting on the news, which I shouldn't probably do. But yeah, okay, Apple puts out the iPhone and they get sued from Cisco. Also, Podcast Pickle is going to be releasing Pickle 5. That's the 5th version of the website. That's coming in February. And there is going to be a contest with it. So if you are a podcaster and you'd be willing to give a prize pack or something, go over and let Gary Leland over at Podcast Pickle know that you want to do that. His PM name is P.Dilly. So, yeah, I mean, go let him know that you'd be willing to add to the prize pack for someone who finds this, whatever this contest is. Whoever wins the contest, they get part of what you do. And I'm in the contest, but I also want to win the contest because there's, like, a lot of cool stuff that I would want in there. So I think that is it for the news, and let's move on to, I think it is going to be my review.
When news breaks, we'll barely be here to cover it. Barely Podcasting News.
Okay, my review this week is going to be for a show that is really, really short. It's called Comedy Forecast. That's comedy, the number 4, cast. And it is comedy in 4 minutes or less. Clinton, who is the creative genius behind Comedy Forecast, has come up with a wide range of characters. And that he'll put into occasional skits here and there. Well, not occasional. It's about a weekly show. And he will go through and just have the scenarios. It is actually one of those shows that I honestly believe that I can't believe that I waited this long to be able to put it into being reviewed. I thought I had done it before. It is actually one of those where you just kind of sit back and you enjoy it because he's very astute with his comedy. It's not stupid comedy, but it makes fun of stupid situations in very smart comedy. And usually it's about 4 minutes. And lately he has put on a new feature with it that is, okay, we're going to do comedy in 4 minutes or less, and then there's an after show where he will do feedback and stuff like that. So you have all that coming through as well. But it is just one of those shows that is really, really fun to listen to. And if you're not listening to Comedy Forecast, first of all, I'm going to have to say, why aren't you? You should have been listening before I did a review. This is a great show. And go listen to it. It's at comedy4cast.com. And it's all one word. I will have a link in the show notes, of course, because it's a great show. And Clinton is just hysterical. And I've heard him on other shows where he's been serious and talking about just normal stuff. And it's weird to hear him not, like, pop a joke here and there. That's one thing that I'm so used to. When I hear his voice, it's like, okay, funny is coming. And then you hear him on something else, it's like, wait a minute, where's the funny? But smart guy, too. I mean, his humor is extremely smart. So, yeah, go check him out at comedy4cast.com. And if you're a first-time listener, drop him an email and say, hey, Barely from Barely Podcasting sent me over.
What is Comedy Forecast? Sometimes it's a monologue.
I actually haven't done any of my voice work since episode 15. Back then I was contacted by an offshore production house, and they showed me how they could do my voice cheaper than I could do it.
Sometimes it's a sketch.
Dear class of... what year is this? Really? How time flies when you're increasing tuition.
And sometimes you just hear this sound. To truly know what Comedy Forecast is, you have to listen to it. That's Comedy, the number 4, C-A-S-T. Search for it on iTunes, look for it on Podcast Pickle, discover it on Blueberry, and even check out the website comedyforecast.com.
Okay, have a voicemail here. Let's get into it, and let's listen to this one.
Hey, Barely. It's Joe from Dallas.
Hey, Joe.
I just listened to your last podcast.
Must have been funny.
You said something that made me think of a story that I've forgotten about. It's a short one, though.
Okay.
When you mentioned your cats being declawed, well, I've never had a cat that's declawed. And the first cat I had back when I was single, I used to play rough with that cat.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I mean, she loved it as much as I did. But, you know, my forearms and the backs of my hands were pretty much shredded all the time.
That must have hurt.
Now, she was a kitten, so I'd taken her to get her shit tore. And one time I took her in, the vet looks at me and looks at my arms and my hands. And he says, you know, I normally recommend declawing a cat, but I think you ought to look into it.
Yeah, that would have saved
Needless
a lot of pain.
To say, I never did, and so she kept bleeding me.
Must have been better than leeches.
Later. Bye.
Later, Joe. Okay, got another voicemail here. Let's see who this one is.
Hey, Barely. This is Ari Burton.
Hey, Ari.
Just wanted to call, see how you are doing.
I'm doing good.
Loved your last show, especially since it was mainly Joe from Dallas and me taking over your whole show.
Yeah, you hijacked it.
Anyways, I found out why my voice sounds so weird.
Why is that?
On your voicemail.
Tell me.
Your voicemail does not like Nextel phones.
It doesn't?
So now I'm calling on my T-Mobile phone. Let's see if this makes a difference.
Sounds better.
Anyways, because of you and Corby over at the TwistedPickle.com.
Corby's cool.
I've gotten myself into more trouble.
Uh-oh.
Not only do I have my main podcast, which we're already talking about, I decided to start, in my infinite brilliance, another podcast.
Uh-oh.
Called Live Talkin'.
Live Talkin'.
Unscripted, uncensored, totally live talk.
Well, then, if it's a podcast, how's it live?
Maybe ranting about someone cutting me off in traffic, or me getting it in my mind to take my microphone out on the street and asking strangers what their opinion is on any topic.
Ooh.
I decide to ask them about. So there. Anyway, no, I'm not using my $1,700 vintage RCA microphone. I went to Radio Shack. I got a lousy 1995 El Cheapo mic.
Those are good.
Plugged it into an old digital voice recorder I had laying around, and that is it. It is totally raw, live. Hey, Live Talkin', what a name.
Live Talkin'.
Anyway, it is www.livetalkin.
Live Talkin'. LiveTalkin.com.
There is no G.
No G.
LiveTalkin.com.
That's not grammatically correct.
I would truly, truly appreciate it if you could go. Take a listen. The first show is already up. It should be about 5 minutes of that. Let me know what you honestly think. Let me know. I appreciate it. Hope all is well.
All's well.
Hope you're recovering from your holidays.
Nope.
And keep to your New Year's resolution. Speaking of which, you never told us what it is. So your next show, I want to know what your New Year's resolution is, okay? Talk to you later. Ciao.
Okay, my New Year's resolution is this. Whoops. I can't play that. Whoops. If you can't tell I'm playing these through iTunes, then I sync them up later, but... Oh, wait a minute. You won't hear that. if you heard something very, very faint in the background, that was something I shouldn't have played. Anyway, my New Year's resolution is threefold. A, put out at least one podcast, which I've done. B, take at least 10 breaths this month, which I've done. And C, eat something, which I've done. See, my New Year's resolutions are usually very, very simple so that I don't do the, oh, lose like 7,000 pounds and that you always fail at and everything. So I make sure that my New Year's resolutions are actually something that I'll achieve within usually the first 10 minutes of the year. Okay. And let's try another voicemail. I'm trying this new system here that's going to be kind of odd, but I'm trying. So, hey, give me... See, if you didn't notice, I'm stalling right now.
Hey, Barely, this is Ari again.
Hey, it's Ari again.
I forgot to tell you. You know, I live in Vegas.
Ooh.
And
what happens there stays there.
The 2007 Consumer Electronics Show is in full swing right now.
Cool.
I'm at the show every day. And I took along my little miniature digital camera, video camera, and I took quite a few clips. I posted them on YouTube. So there's a lot of stuff, amazing stuff, that I'm sure you'd want to check out.
I have been.
Want to see it? I posted it under my corporate business ID. The fastest way to get there is go to www.corporateheadquarters.tv.
Ooh, go check it out.
When you go there, click on the YouTube link. That'll take you into my corporate headquarters director's account on YouTube. Go around in there and look for the CES videos I uploaded.
They're good.
There's one of a 1960 Cadillac. I know you're not a car guy, but there is a 1960 Cadillac, which is almost as rare as a unicorn. Fully restored, customized, pimped out, $10,000 mustard yellow paint job on it that you could look, you could comb your hair in it. It's so shiny. Amazing.
Is there horn on
There's
it?
A lot of stuff, amazing stuff. 108-inch sharp LCD flat screen TV, the world's largest. $75,000.
I'll take two.
Yes, I'll take three. One for my friend Barely, one for Corby, and one for myself.
Woohoo! I'm getting a TV.
Anyways, appreciate some feedback or rate the videos I took up on YouTube.
Great videos, by the way.
Talk to you soon.
Catch you later. Okay, let's check out another voicemail. This is actually beginning to work a little bit. I am such a... Hey, one more voicemail here. Let's see who this one is. I bet it's not Ari. How much you want to make a bet with me, folks, that this one's not Ari?
Greetings and salutations, Barely. I'm not even going to tell you who this is because I'm pretty sure that everybody who listens to your show knows already. I call in just about
it's Steve
every
from Steve's
show,
Midlife Crisis, and he calls in a
lot.
Yeah,
I just got done with show number 47.
That was the feedback show.
Whatever it was, the feedback show. And
47.
I wanted to tell you, I really enjoyed that. And, you know, that's a pretty good idea. I think I'm going to try and have a feedback show myself, or maybe I won't, because it ends up being about 5 minutes long. I think I get one voicemail a week, if that. So
call into Steve.
And usually it's from you, so I don't have a lot of fussing and complaining to do in that regard. But anyway,
yeah, I call
I guess
in.
I'm starting to get the monocle of being a complainer and a bitcher. So I'm going to
do that
bit of bitching myself and just say that I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And I really like the show. But
thank you.
Dude, there's something going on with your voice. I'm
no,
not
there's
sure
not.
Exactly what's going on. I
no, there's not.
I can't quite put my finger on it, but
because it's
some
in your
reason,
head.
There's just something that's not quite right. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's in your head, buddy.
See if you can clear that up for us.
It's in your head.
I don't
head.
Know if anybody else hears it, but
no, they don't.
It's just strange. There's it's kind of hard to explain. I just don't know. There's just something that's just a little off.
No, so, there's not.
Anyway, that's it. Love you. Love the show. And
thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Catch you later, Steve. Okay, and that's going to be it for the voicemail feedback. And let's see. Do I have any? Oh, hey, yes, I do. I actually got like some other like written feedback. Got one from, let's see, Sydney over at the Marble Cast. She says, hello, it's me again. It was really nice to hear my email read. Honestly, it woke me up. Boy, I just cannot read today. I was sleeping in bed, half listening when I heard my name. I woke up and looked at the time. I didn't miss the school bus. Thank you. I'm going to record an intro, but it's one I recorded, and I accidentally deleted it. Can I send you an MP3? Anyway, I hope you have a good day. And yes, Sydney did send me one. It's probably going to be on either 49 or 50, and which, yeah, we are coming up to the 50th episode. So, yes, she did send me one. And yes, Sydney, I talked about you again, so you can wake up now. Okay. let's see. Then I got one from Darby. She says, hey, quick note, just to thank you for your post on Podcast Peer Awards. Just checked out your show. Awesome. Cool. I like it when things are awesome. Of course, I'm a dork, so. All right. And I think that's going to kind of wrap it up on the feedback, unless there is anything else that I am missing. And I know I'm missing something. I just know it. Oh, here it is. Let's see. This is from Jen from the Dinky Cast, and she says, thanks for playing our song, Barely. It was fun to make. We're glad you enjoyed it. Yes, I have been remixed, so it is all cool, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, listen to that. Listen to Dinky Cast. Listen to all the shows I'm going to mention in today's show. I am just rambling on, aren't I? Okay, I think that's going to finish it up for the feedback here. Have a couple other kind of news and note things that I need to mention, so I'll get on with those here in just a second. Music on this episode is by the band American Heartbreak. The song is Raise Up Your Hands, and you can find them at the PodSafe Music Network, which is at music.podshow.com. You can go and check out the website at barelypodcasting.com. Leave me a voicemail at area code 206-984-DORK, which spells dork. And that is area code 206-984-3675. And you can also leave me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. And I think that's it. I will talk to you later, folks. How the hell can I do any work with this? This podcast can be found on some of the best podcast directories out there, including iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Blueberry.com.